becoming rather than dogged attachment to what is. So if you're sick and you know you don't want to be, and you just feel sick, and when people say, "How are you?" you say, "I'm sick." And sickness is sort of dripping from you. You just feel sick. Fortunately, you sleep. And while you sleep, you don't feel so sick. And while you sleep, you allow the wellness that you've been asking for to return. So what we are suggesting is, if you don't have enough money, sleep. If your lover has not yet come, sleep. If there is anything that you want that is not happening, then go to sleep. Or meditate. Or find something to appreciate. Or find a moment to bask. Or fixate on something that is going well. Because while you're fixating upon something that feels good, you cannot possibly be fixating upon something that feels bad, because you cannot focus upon more than one thing at a time. And what begins to happen as you deliberately make choices that cause you moment by moment by moment to feel better, you begin to change the balance of the mix of your vibrational habit. You just begin, without even really knowing it, to feel better. Yesterday, Esther received a phone call from someone who she always finds to be uplifting, whether it is an email or a voice communication or a person-to-person communication. This person always uplifts Esther. And so, as Esther was in the middle of a computer crisis back at the office, Esther was in need of a little uplifting. And when she hung up the telephone, she said to Jerry, "I feel better just for having talked with this person." You know the things that make you feel better, and you know the things that make you feel worse. And we would like to speak in terms of, you get to choose which of those you are escalating. Sometimes we think that when you're standing in the middle of something that isn't the way you want it to be, that you have strong habits of escalating how it is, because you are accustomed to asking someone like your mother for something who didn't think it was a good idea the first time you asked. And so you just stayed after her, hammering your point until you wore her down. And then you concluded that the entire universe responds to you in just that way. That if you can justify your plight with enough emotion and enough volume and enough steady hammering at how bad things are, that someone will come to your rescue and make it better. And we say, "We know Mother helped a little, but she gave you a distorted view. She gave you the impression that you could set your radio dial on 98.6 and hear music from 101 FM. And that is not accurate. You've got to be a vibrational match to what you're asking for." So how does that play out in your day-to-day experience? That means you've got to feel healthy in order to be healthy. You've got to feel prosperous in order to live prosperity. You've got to feel slender in order to be slender. And you say, "Well, Abraham, if you could just anoint me with some prosperity, then I will respond to it, I promise. If I could just win that lottery, I would feel rich, 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 rich. And then I would be off and running, because if something would just happen that would make me feel that way." And sometimes you have those experiences. You meet someone who becomes significant in your life, maybe a teacher, maybe a lover. And because that person has not been walking around with you very long, and so they are not aware of all of the problems that you have, they don't see your problems. They look at you, they behold you as the whole and magnificent being that you hope to be. And as they introduce their vibration into yours, if they can maintain their picture of you, they can help you raise your vibration. But often you do not let them. You say, "Let me tell you about myself. I would like to explain to you that I am not as good as I look."